Hey, wrestling fans, Patrick Hickey Jr. here, editor-in-chief of ReviewFix.com, giving you my thoughts on the NXT TakeOver Orlando event. Pretty crazy event overall. Lots of cool moments. Seeing Drew McIntyre, Galloway, back in the WWE, definitely a cool moment. Just going to run down the card and tell you my thoughts overall. So the first match, Sanity, Killian Dain, Eric Young, EY, Alexander Wolfe, and Nikki Cross versus Roderick Strong, Cassius Ohno, Ruby Riott, and Ty Dillinger. Lots of fun moments in this match. I feel like the women didn't really get a chance to kind of show what they could do. They're both pretty good workers. I love Ruby Riott. I love, like, her look. You know, she could be somebody that's, like, really cool in NXT. We knew Sanity was going to win this. Dillinger is going to have a bigger moment eventually with Eric Young. It's going to lead to another match. Killian Dain is being pushed as, like, an enforcer. Good match overall. Good opening match. Cassius Ohno has got to lose another 15, 20 pounds, man. I can't look at him in those jerseys and his gut hanging out. I don't even want to look at my gut, so why am I going to look at his? Next match, Tommy End, Aleister Black, whatever you want to call him, versus Andrade Cien Almas. This was a good match, okay? It was a good match until the finish. So this is the thing, that spinning heel kick that Black used, the Black Mass, I mean, you've got a great name, like the Black Mass, and it was just basically like a spinning, you know, heel kick, a standing spinning heel kick. It was cool, it was effective, it's like more like if you hit somebody like that with that move in an MMA match, it would be amazing, but it just didn't have that sizzle, the crowd didn't really respond from it. I love Aleister Black's, like, whole mood and timbre. Almas is a great worker. He's kind of like the Dolph Ziggler of the NXT. Whoever they put him in the ring with, he's going to do good work with. Black needs something else for a finisher. That was a good match, but it could have been great. All right, NXT tag team title match. First of the three new belts unveiled, possibly due to the Seminal Liquids on the NXT women's title, thanks to the amateur video exploits of Paige, Brad Maddox, and Xavier Woods. The new titles look great. The tag team titles were the first ones that everyone saw. This was probably one of the best matches of the year so far, and may end up as the match of the year. It's definitely the tag team match of the year so far. The Authors of Pain filled a role very nicely, but DIY and The Revival did most of the heavy lifting. But at the same time, too, the Authors of Pain, like, were solid. And for probably the first time, they sold. They went through tables. They worked really, really hard in this match. That Russian leg sweep lariat, the last chapter, put away Ciampa, but then the Super Collider put away Dawson. They retained their titles. It's kind of cool in the end how NXT was saying that it was a new chapter, but everyone retained. So that makes you think that things are going in a good enough direction that they don't have to have a new chapter. It's not TNA, but they went in that direction anyway and said that, you know, okay, this is the new chapter. Asuka versus Ember Moon, ton of fun. I love the fact that, like, Asuka, you know, went full on heel in this, you know, cheating, you know, she's extending the feud, she's going to keep it going, Ember Moon is going to have her moment eventually, but as of right now, Asuka has come, like, full circle. She's no longer, like, the badass that happens to be a face, now she's a full on heel. Should be interesting. And will make the most out of her striking ability. Somebody that strikes like that cannot be like a pure face. So it's nice now that she's full heel. Nakamura and Rude was slow at first. Things picked up towards the end. Lots of counters and submissions, which was interesting. I liked the Glorious DDT's usage in this. It's not, the Glorious DDT is fun, it's nice, but it's not necessarily like a finishing move. It doesn't feel like a finishing move. So the fact that, like, Rude was able to use his spine buster, which is one of the best in the business, from the Kinshasa, whatever the, you know, you want to call it, to get the two count, to kind of set up the next, like, variation of the Glorious DDT, which I liked, to set up the win, was great. Rude's entrance was great. He's a showman. It's like, I bet you every day that TNA is kicking themselves in the ass that they let this guy go, and that they did not think of the Glorious angle first. So overall, NXT TakeOver Orlando was a ton of fun. No title changes, new titles, Drew Galloway's appearance, awesome. NXT, this event was awesome, and it's going to be really hard for WrestleMania to beat this. And for that to even be in the thought process just proves that NXT is doing a ton of things right at this point.